What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, the last day of the month here. We're going to be in April tomorrow, and we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of news happening. Nothing major, but a lot of nattering and gromishing going on, so we're going to be getting into that. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and as usual, we're going to do news for an hour, then we're going to open up the phone lines for people to call in with their comments, questions, opinions, and so forth. Interesting little development coming out of the aftermath of the protest at the Congress on January 6th, and it's now becoming apparent that most of the people who took part in that protest are unlikely to serve any jail time because the vast majority, certainly of the Trump supporters, the only thing they really have them for is trespassing, which is a very, very minor crime. And the FBI is very much looking only at the Trump supporters, and they're not looking at any of the others who were committing the acts of violence. So a little bit of good news for them. Now, Joe Biden has put former National Security Advisor Susan Rice in charge of directing hundreds of federal agencies and departments to expand mail-in voting to make it easier for Democrats to steal future elections. Now, Biden signed an executive order that put Rice, now the assistant to the president for domestic policy, in charge of soliciting strategies from federal agencies to produce relevant information on expanded voter registration procedures. So they are trying to institutionalize the very fraud by which they stole power last November. They don't want to let go of it because they understand if they lose power, they're going to be in a great, great amount of trouble. Now, Senator Rick Scott of Florida is saying that Democrats want no restrictions on voter fraud. And look at the fierce reaction being directed toward Georgia for passing that law saying that, there have to be limits on absentee ballots. There has to be voter ID. We need to restore the integrity of the elections. And the Democrats don't want that. They're literally looking for a license to steal all future elections. And getting on to social media here, interesting little story. This is coming on out of Blacklisted News, where Congress is demanding the CEOs of big tech social media to censor the internet even more than they are doing now. Now, there was a House committee along with two subcommittees, and they basically demanded that they censor more political content from the platforms and vowing legislative retaliation if they fail to comply. Now, I wonder whose political content is going to be censored, and something tells me it won't be the Democratic side based on the performance of what we saw last year leading into the election. Meanwhile, Facebook and Instagram have declared Trump off limits. Now, President Trump had an interview with his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, who's now working on Fox News, and he indicated that he is going to run for president in 2024. In fact, they're going to have a big rally in the very near future to really basically show off they still have the support to do that. And they did that video, and it was immediately blocked by Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is out there saying under no circumstances will Donald Trump's voice be allowed onto that platform, which, as far as I'm concerned, Facebook has become totally useless unless you're into things like, you know, funny cat videos or something. Latvia is now blocking Russia Today's Russian language news service that was aimed at the country's Russian-speaking minority. Russia Today is accusing Riga of an attack on the free press. So the censorship is definitely coming down hard all over the world. Over at YouTube, they are still trying to protect Biden from more embarrassment. YouTube is hiding the dislikes on videos. Users are ruthlessly downvoting the president almost faster than YouTube can delete it. And YouTube is announcing they're going to hide how many dislikes a video has received because he's getting a lot of dislikes. Now, YouTube's rationale and excuse for doing this is they're saying that all of these dislikes are an organized campaign because, after all, ordinary Americans wouldn't have any reason whatsoever for disliking President Joe Biden, his fraudulency. So they're hiding all those campaigns. In fact, they've reached a point where YouTube is going to remove the dislike button completely. So you cannot express your disdain for the subject at hand. Over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell has launched his own TV hosting platform. It's called LindellTV.com. And he's putting up his videos there that have been banned from YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and the rest. So we're starting to see these new social media platforms come online. Trump is getting ready to do his as well. Let's talk about COVID-19. It is out there. Story coming on out of naturalnews.com. The government statistics coming from the CDC and the vaccine injury database, double the number of humans in the USA have literally died from the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines than all deaths for 10 years from all other vaccines combined. There is clearly a problem there, where even the CDC is admitting this is an issue. So the vaccine has only been available for 3 months, yet already more than half the number of people who died at the World Trade Center buildings have already been mass murdered by the vaccine that's supposed to prevent infection or at least lessen the blow if you catch it. Okay, so death by vaccine here. Germany has hit the pause again on AstraZeneca after 31 more reports of the rare blood clots and 9 deaths. Now, AstraZeneca is out there mounting a huge public relation and advertising campaign saying that the vaccine is completely safe and you should have no doubts and it's 100% effective. And like most bookkeepers, I distrust numbers that end in zeros or fives. Another story on the same topic, this one from, from sciencemag.org, talking about this rare clotting disorder may in fact impact the world's expectations for AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. They rushed these all through. They haven't been properly tested. They are being used under an emergency authorization. I saw a cute cartoon earlier in the day of two rats sitting in a cage, and one says, "Are you going to get the vaccine?" And the other rat says, "No, they haven't finished human testing yet." All righty. Now, Claire and I, when we got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we did so because at that time, there were no reports of adverse reactions. Unfortunately, that is no longer true. Over in Virginia, 74-year-old Richard Terrell got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 4 days later, he started developing this severe reaction where his skin was burning, swelling, turning red, and actually started to peel off like a really, really bad sunburn. Over in North Carolina, a professor at North Carolina College taught at the Appalachian State University. She passed away just 24 hours after getting the Johnson & Johnson shot. Now, the local medical examiner actually said the vaccine was a significant contributor to her death, but I guarantee you, you will never see that in the final report or obituary, or if there is any media coverage of this death, they won't mention the vaccine at all, because it's all about the Benjamins here. And these pharmaceutical companies, they throw huge amounts of money at the news media in order to control their content. Meanwhile, the number regarding pregnant women who suffer a miscarriage after having the vaccine continues to increase. It is now up to 400. It has increased, rather, by 483% in just 7 weeks' time. And so they're trying to hide it, but at some point it's going to become too obvious that something went hideously wrong with this whole program. Meanwhile, we're seeing another article out of Natural News reminding us again that vitamin D deficiency seems to be a common factor in all COVID hospitalizations and death. Okay, so get out in the sun and get your vitamin D here. Now, Biden's COVID team is looking at a test and trace program that will divide American citizens into three color coded categories that will dictate access to public spaces. This is just like China is doing with their social credit score. And it's another sign of using COVID to get us all used to the idea of living in a dictatorship. And we have another story. This one is coming out of Natural News, talking about how new super strains of COVID are emerging, apparently in response to the vaccines. The super strains are mutating. They're mutating to be tolerant to the vaccines. And down in Brazil, they've got a coronavirus pandemic beginning to affect the younger people, who we were all told were less likely to get it than the older people. So that's changed as well. And this next story is probably going to upset a lot of people. You know those disposable blue face masks? Up in Canada, they have discovered they contain toxic materials that can destroy your lungs. Health Canada issued a warning regarding the SNN200642 masks. They're made in China. They're distributed in Canada by a Quebec-based company called Medilifer. We don't know who distributes them here in the United States of America, but apparently they have a high content of graphene, which is a very strong, very thin material that's used in fabrication, but it can be inhaled, and it's very harmful to lungs. It can cause long-term health problems, the way asbestos does. Story coming out again from Natural News. If lockdowns and masks really are necessary to protect lives, then why isn't everyone in Florida and Texas already dead? Because these two states have lifted all these restrictions. People aren't wearing masks there. They're not socially distancing, and they're not seeing high numbers of new cases. In fact, the states with the most vaccinations are setting pace car, if you will, for the increase in infections. Speaking of Florida, dozens of people in Central Florida have contracted COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. And they contracted the virus more than 14 days after their second shot. Now, the conventional wisdom, or the propaganda, if you will, is if you get the vaccination and you get COVID, well, then you really had COVID before you got the vaccine, so don't blame the vaccine. That's certainly the story they told my doctor, who came down with COVID-19 just 3 days after getting the shot. But the cases are popping up all around the country, including Central Florida. Over in Washington State, they have over 100 fully vaccinated people have come down with COVID-19. So let's see. The CDC and the World Health Organization admit that the vaccines will not prevent you from getting the illness. They will not prevent you from passing it on. They'll not prevent you from getting the illness. They supposedly will lower the symptoms. And now we're getting indications that the vaccines are actually triggering cases of COVID-19. Over in Wisconsin, a little bit of good news. Their Supreme Court has struck down the statewide mask mandate in a 4-3 ruling. And they basically struck down Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate and said after receiving briefing on the requests, the court concluded the state of emergency proclaimed in Executive Order Number 105 exceeded the governor's powers and is unlawful. A little bit of happiness over there. And we're looking forward to next week, right after Easter, our mask mandate here in Indiana goes away. So I'm looking to see what the lower half of all these people's faces look like, or even if they have lower halves of faces. I don't even know. I've got no way of knowing one way or the other. Meanwhile, Biden is very upset that people aren't wearing their ritualistic shame muzzles anymore, and he's calling on politicians and governors to maintain and reinstitute the mask mandates. I don't know how far he's going to get with that, because there's no evidence those masks really help anyway, and as that earlier story indicates, those cheap disposable blue ones may actually be causing more health problems than they solve. And another article, this gets back to what we were saying before. This is shtfplan.com. Even though 146 million COVID vaccine doses have been administered, the cases are still rising. Really good vaccine that you have out there. Over in Great Britain, a government minister went on television to urge the British subjects to call out others who are seen engaging in an odd way, that's a direct quote, in an odd way that includes hugging their loved ones. Apparently, in Great Britain, hugging your loved ones is now considered odd behavior. And I don't think so. I'm a natural cuddler. I'm a reincarnated teddy bear myself. Meanwhile, Twitter has censored a famed epidemiologist, Martin Kulldorff. And we're seeing this as a continuation of a program where anything that is not in line with the official story of COVID-19 gets blocked from publication. Now, a lot of people, and I am one of them, when we're dealing with medical issues or when the doctor prescribes new medication, we go on out on the search engines to do a little bit of research. And my doctor says that's okay. They want the patients to be as involved in their health care as the doctors are, even if I come on in and tell the doctor you're wrong occasionally. But according to this story that came on out of Science Focus, they're saying that there's a new study saying that, yeah, doing a web search on symptoms, it can actually be good for you because, first of all, it can tell you that if your worst fear diagnosis is not true, it'll put you on the right track so you can go to your doctor and say, this is what I think may be going on based on the online research. Now, one of the things I do is anytime I get a new medication from my doctor, the first thing I'll do is check for adverse effects and withdrawal symptoms online, because what is in that little computer in the doctor's office are all the positive things about the medication and very few of the negative issues are there. You have to pull that little really tiny piece of paper out of the vaccine or out of the medication packaging and try and read that, which takes a microscope. And you know, I've discovered that some of the stuff the doctor wanted to give me really wasn't all that good, and I put my foot down and said absolutely not. Turning to the international news now, the Taliban leaders have been summoned to Peshawar in Pakistan for what is being called war planning. And Afghan security forces say they're fully prepared to crush any hostile move by the Taliban. Meanwhile, the Taliban apparently see that they've already won the war in Afghanistan. And this has been going on for 20 years. And the Taliban says things are effectively over. We just need to convince everybody to go on home and let us mind our own business. It's not going to happen. The Taliban are very much anti-drug, and when they were in charge in Afghanistan, they eradicated the opium poppy crops. And under U.S. Occupation, the poppies are blooming and bumper crops and cheap heroin is flowing into the U.S. and Russia. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and once again, I need to hold out my hand and request, beg, if you will, for your continued support of Republic Broadcasting Network so that we can continue doing the very important work that we are doing right now. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of a spiffy official RBN RBN t-shirt. There's mine right there. Or an RBN coffee mug. And if you send in $115, you will get both. Please include your t-shirt size and your return address. And don't forget the Front Sight firearm deal. That promotion is still going on, and that is a really sweet deal. $500 for two Commander memberships, lifetime memberships there. All right, getting on back to the international news. Joe Biden is now begging the Taliban in Afghanistan to allow the United States to stay 6 more months. Now, yesterday we talked about how the Pentagon is actually going to lose a lot of money because of contractual obligations if the U.S. troops pull out by basically May 1st, which is what Trump said that they were going to do. So Biden is trying to get the Taliban to say, yes, you can stay 6 months. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Taliban, I think all the people of Afghanistan are just sick and tired of American occupation. Getting on down to Israel, this article here, and this came out of Sputnik News, is talking about Netanyahu's obsession with Iran. He's always on about Iran and Iran this and Iran that. And they're asking, is this really a fear that he has, or is he just using it as a political tool to try and build support among the Israeli people? Oh, my goodness, the Iranians are coming for us. Please vote me back into power. The Iranians are coming for us. Please give us more money for weapons. The Iranians are coming for us. You know, please give us your children for the IDF. And I think it really is that second one, because we've seen exactly the same thing done in this country to build public support, to manufacture public support for various military adventurism around the world. Little bit of good news, a U.S. judge, Richard Leon, rejected a claim that the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights is liable for militant attacks against Israelis because of its support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement and Gaza's Great March of Return. So they just dismissed the lawsuit, trying to link the Palestinian Solidarity Group to terrorism. Okay. There's a new report out now. This one is being reported by antiwar.com. And the State Department has released its annual report on global human rights practices, in which they reaffirm U.S. recognition of the Golan Heights as Israeli territory, which is going to be very upsetting to Syria and those Syrians who are living on that real estate right now. Over in Iran, there's a story here that came out of, just a second, antiwar.com again. And the headline is a little misleading, because the headline reads, Iran rejects ending 20% enrichment for some sanctions relief. And what's actually going on is Iran will end 20% enrichment for all the sanctions to be lifted to go back to the agreement of the P5+1 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Treaty. And they're saying that if the U.S. wants Iran to go back to the terms of the P5+1, then the United States must do so as well. And what the United States is doing is saying, end the 20% enrichment, and we'll lift a couple of sanctions here and there as we see fit. And Iran is not going to go for that. Meanwhile, President Hassan Rouhani has dismissed as lies U.S. claims it needs a few months to lift the anti-Iran sanctions and return to compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. But Rouhani is saying the sanctions can be lifted in a single hour. And in this age of computerized financial systems, Rouhani's absolutely right. The U.S. is stalling for time, trying to get Iran to reduce their enrichment and then renege on the deal somewhere down the road. Meanwhile, the leaders of Russia, France, and Germany, who are also signatories to the P5+1 deal, they got together to discuss the deal and trying to figure out a way to get it back on track. Of course, the only real stick in the mud, if you will, for this deal to work is the United States of America. still getting fallout from that deal between Iran and China. Oh, we got to take another break here. All right, we'll be back with more news after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today. Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we were talking about this Iran-China deal, which, as far as I can tell, seems to have taken the U.S. government a little bit by surprise. Apparently, they weren't ready for it to happen, and we're seeing the repercussions about this deal come on out. So we're looking at this article that came on out from Press TV saying that this Iran-China deal is going to force the United States to have to rethink its foreign policy in the region and their foreign policy with China. Now, the Iran-China deal is primarily economic. It's intelligence sharing, which is annoying the heck out of Israel. It is not a true alliance. But I think we have to recognize the possibility that if the United States or Israel does attack Iran, it will be seen as a threat to China's economic interests, and China will be responding in some way. So they're going to have to rethink that. I think it's a major setback for the United States, to be very, very honest. Over in Myanmar, apparently ground troops are advancing. This is a major armed ethnic group, and they're trying to defend their territory from what they said were thousands of government troops advancing from all fronts, and urged the international community and neighbor Thailand to protect their people. Meanwhile, the United States has ordered the evacuation of all non-emergency diplomats and families from Myanmar, which may indicate that we are on the verge of yet another military intervention over there. Up in Ukraine, in the port of Odessa, a U.S. cargo ship has docked there carrying 350 tons of military equipment and vehicles for Ukraine's armed forces. And all of the equipment is expected to be unloaded by mid-Friday. The cargo ship is flying the American flag. It's a U.S. cargo ship. It's not Panama registered or anything. And apparently, among all the other military equipment, the ship carried 35 HMMWV military trucks, which are big, big, heavy duty vehicles there. Now, what's Ukraine going to do? Go into Crimea? I think that would be a mistake. I think Russia would feel they would have to respond and we'd be into World War III. But according to this article over in UNS.com, the most likely target is a re-escalation of the war in Donbass. And Donbass, like Crimea, doesn't want to be part of a Ukraine that doesn't have a government representing the interests of the Ukrainian people. So they're definitely, it looks like something is going to happen there as well. Here a war, there a war, everywhere a war. Meanwhile, another article on the same topic, this from Zero Hedge, Biden's Ukrainian Putin push may lead to World War III. Now, Biden was in charge of much of the so-called Ukraine project during Obama's time in office. And recently, he's been saying some rather nasty things about Putin. Now, Russia state sources are alleging that Washington, under the Biden administration, is ramping up military aid to Ukraine. And they're talking about this cargo ship, the Ocean Glory, which is delivering this 350 tons of military equipment to Kiev. Down in Egypt, their president has issued a warning saying that the Nile water is untouchable. And this appears to be a reference to Ethiopia, which is currently building a giant dam on the Nile's main tributary, which in turn is threatening to reduce the amount of water flowing into Egypt itself. So there may be some tensions there as well. Story coming on out of informationliberation.com here, talking about the U.S. Navy's extremism training. And the liberal bias is there because pushing the Black Lives Matter movement at work on duty is okay, but you're not supposed to discuss, quote, politically partisan issues, end quote. For example, saying it's okay to be white could wind you, could see you wind up in the brig or demoted. Story coming on out of responsible statecraft. They're talking about the New York Slimes, which back on the 12th published an editorial talking about the F-35 and describing it as the fighter jet that's too pricey to fail. So they're trying to defend the F-35 boondoggle. They're trying to keep it going. They're trying to keep all that money flowing out of your pocket and into the pockets of the defense contractors in various states across the country. And, you know, for more than 10 years, the F-35 has attracted negative reviews for bad design, runaway costs, an inability to show up in combat, unfavorable comparisons to other aircrafts, especially the ones it wants to replace, along with other problems. And they still can't get that fancy schmancy helmet to work and present accurate information to the pilots. Little bit of good news, and this one is coming out of the Hill. Congress is getting ready to basically try and rein in Biden's war powers. Now, if you'll remember, under the Constitution, only the Congress can declare a war. But back during the Bush administration, Congress was arm-twisted into passing the authorization for the use of military force, which was basically a carte blanche for Bush to start wars all over the Middle East. And that same authorization has been used by subsequent administrations, including the current one, and Congress wants to reclaim its authority to decide when and where the United States goes to full-on war. Now, under the War Powers Act, the president can send military forces anywhere in the world for 30 days, after which he either gets a declaration from the Congress or he has to basically pull the troops back. Getting into the economic news, gold miners have recorded record high margins in 2020. Apparently, it was a good year for the gold industry. And I know there's a lot of TV shows about, you know, Bering Sea gold. And there was another one about up there up in Alaska and, you know, modern gold mining. But gold had a really good year, and part of the reason for that, of course, is the price of gold continues to skyrocket despite efforts to keep the price down to discourage people from closing their savings accounts, closing their brokerage accounts, and getting into precious metals. But the price of gold has now reached a point where it is once again profitable to be going on out there and digging for gold in mines that had been shut down because the unit cost of extraction had exceeded the value of the gold itself. Now, we've seen this disaster unfold in the Suez Canal, where a cargo ship owned by the Evergreen Shipping Line became wedged in the canal for a few days and caused a huge, huge backlog in shipping traffic, which they're trying to get that sorted out right now. But over in Iran, they are proposing a Russia-Iran-India north-south trade corridor as an alternative to the Suez Canal. Okay. Now, Republican states are pushing back against Biden's oil lease suspension. And we know there's been a huge, huge pushback against his shutting down of the Keystone XL pipeline. Again, we're starting to see Biden is definitely not winning a lot of points either in Congress or with the American people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is claiming that overworked Amazon staff are forced to defecate in bags in order to stay on schedule. She is joining other Democrats calling for Amazon to allow workers to form a union. Amazon, of course, does not want that to happen. And I think Amazon is going to start grabbing robots like that new one from Boston Dynamics. It's called the Stretch, and it is designed and built specifically to do warehouse work. And I think if Amazon starts buying those, that's going to tamp down on the calls to form a union. Joe Biden is scrapping plans to back Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax while the Green New Deal cost will surpass $3 trillion with a T. Now, Biden wants to fund this, and Elizabeth Warren said, well, we need to tax, you know, the ultra rich, and Joe Biden is basically saying no. So once again, we see the President of the United States of America blocking taxes on the wealthy. So who's going to pay the $3 trillion for the Green New Deal? Well, look in the mirror. What can I tell you? Biden has announced a 7% corporate tax increase, or rather taking it from 7% to 28%. This is the largest jump since the 1990s, and he intends to target profits in tax havens to raise some of this funding needed for the climate-friendly infrastructure proposal. This, unfortunately, will have the effect of incentivizing a lot of these corporations to go to other countries, more tax-friendly areas. The bottom line problem is the government is taking and spending too much money from everybody. That's the problem. They keep us fighting each other, saying tax the rich versus tax the middle class versus tax the poor. We're all taxed way, way, way too much by a government that really has been unable to control their spending for decades. Up in New York, they have passed a bill legalizing recreational marijuana, which will be taxed, of course. Governor Cuomo has said prohibition has disproportionately targeted communities of color, and he may be right about that as well. They're actually looking at legalizing marijuana here in Indiana, and I'm mildly curious as to when that's going to happen. All right. Talking about immigration and globalism, the Biden administration has finally allowed the media into the largest shelter for the migrant children, where one out of every seven of these children has COVID. The tent structure they're being housed at is at 1,700% capacity, with 2,000 kids who've overstayed the 72-hour legal limit. And on top of it all, there is an outbreak of lice among all those kids. It's a terrible, terrible situation. And I know they shouldn't be here, and they'd probably be better off if they weren't here. But, you know, Biden opened up those borders and the people coming through are not being treated very well. He may actually be generating Republican voters rather than Democratic voters with this treatment. Okay. Down in Mexico, there is an unnamed individual. He's 47 years old. He's smuggled dozens of people into the United States. In the SUV that crashed in California, killing 13, he has now been arrested again. He was turned in by a fellow people smuggler. So I guess it's getting to be a pretty cutthroat business down there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is sounding off on the border crisis, gives Biden a pass, of course, says the fault is imperialism, climate, and trade, and also says use of the word surge represents white supremacy, and we shouldn't be using that term at all. Down in Guatemala, they have declared an emergency. There is a new migrant caravan forming up to head to the United States of America. So Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattai declared an emergency on Monday to basically deal with this huge crowd of people that are heading to the United States. Okay, we're going to try and fit in some science news. How people are interested in science, so am I, for a matter of fact. And SpaceX attempted their fourth test of the prototype Starship rocket, and the test appeared to go well. All three Raptor engines shut down in sequence prior to the aerodynamic freefall, but there was a problem at the last second. The prototype was unable to make a controlled landing and crashed, and it appears the problem is one of the two engines reignited during the landing attempt, and they're saying that was the cause of the problem. Interestingly enough, SpaceX, getting ready for the tourism trade, is adding a glass dome to the Crew Dragon that will give you a 360-degree view of space. It's basically a glass bubble. It is fitted into the hatch area in the nose of the craft, and you can stick your head up in there and just look all around and see the universe. And That will be a lot of fun. Story coming out of Gizmodo. They're talking about our second known interstellar visitor. The first one, of course, was Oumuamua. And this one is being described as a dirty snowball. Now, the object was named 2I Borisov. This is the second known interstellar visitor to our solar system. And they're saying they could tell it never previously got close to a star because of the effluents that are coming off of it. And they're saying it's basically a proto-comet, if you will. They're saying for every comet out there, there has to be a first time that it swings by a star. Now, I've been involved in science and everything. Even before I was in the movie business, I worked for NASA, and everyone was always talking about the 10th planet. Now, with Pluto having been demoted, now it's the 9th planet. And there is a story that came out of Science News for Students saying that indications of a hidden planet 9 in the solar system may be an illusion, according to a new study. And this is coming from Kevin Napier. He's a physicist at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And he says it's just not really convincing at this point. Well, that's one opinion. There's another opinion. This is coming out of The New Scientist, and it's saying there may be an ancient black hole out there at the edge of the solar system, and that this is the reason for the gravity perturbations of the inner planets. That's how we know something is out there, is because the planets don't follow exactly their predicted orbits. I mean, obviously, the predictions are very accurate. We can put down spacecraft on Mars. But he's saying there may be a black hole out there. Me, personally, I think it's a cold, dark remnant of our sun's binary part. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the science news here. And up there on Mars, the Perseverance rover has basically unloaded the Ingenuity helicopter, unfolded it from its little storage bay on the underside of the rover. And now the rover is going to back away from it to give it a clear field for its takeoff and landing. And so we're apparently just days away from what will be the first powered flight on another world, and that is very exciting, and they're going to use that to get to places the rover itself cannot get to. And let's not forget, there's another rover up there still doing its work, and that's Curiosity. And so we're going to see what's going on. Meanwhile, scientists have directly measured the core of Mars. This is from the InSight mission on Mars, and it's discovered the red planet's core is considerably larger than expected. NASA is beginning the final assembly of the spacecraft that is going to travel to the asteroid Psyche, and they're doing this out at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they're going to be launching that out to the asteroid. Now, if memory serves me correct, Psyche is the one that is full of all kinds of very valuable minerals that corporations want to get their hands on. NASA is partnering with SpaceX, Blue Origin, and others to try and find water on the moon. And they're going to use the water as a foundation for rocket propellant, which would make it easier to get humans to Mars by stopping off at the moon first for a quick fill up of the fuel tanks. And the issue of water on the moon has been contentious. And I remember when I was a kid all those years ago, I actually won a science fair where I was studying objects called tektites, which I thought were splashed off of the moon to Earth. But Apollo had just finished, and the NASA was saying there was absolutely no water found in the lunar samples, because after all, everybody knew there couldn't be water. And I had discovered water inside the tektites. And so I said, we don't really have a conclusion. They can't have come from very far away, but they don't come from the moon. But I still won a small scholarship with that, and it helped me get my job at JPL as soon as I graduated high school. Years later, it came on out that NASA had found water in the Apollo moon samples, but just assumed it had to be a laboratory contaminant. And now, of course, they're saying, yeah, there actually is water. The regolith, the crystalline structure of the regolith, can hold the water against the vacuum of space. And now they're going to go up there and try and find if there's enough water to use as a reaction mass in rocket fuel. Okay, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. We've already got one call waiting. Area code 512-248-8252. And the music should be starting, and we'll be right back after station identification. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.